It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
For a nation of immigrants, the U.S. has found it difficult to formulate immigration policy. From the beginning, policymakers have grappled with how to attract enterprising newcomers and still maintain law, order, and opportunity for U.S.-born citizens.
Former U.S. Attorney Alberto Gonzalez says federal policymakers have failed to strike this delicate balance, leaving state and local jurisdictions to take matters into their own hands, and he's offering up a new plan.
Alberto Gonzalez is with us now, former judge and attorney general of the United States. He's co-author of A Conservative and Compassionate Approach to Immigration Reform. Judge Gonzalez, welcome to Central Time.
I'm happy to be with you.
So this is a technical legal issue. It's also got some personal resonance for you. I imagine you're the grandson of immigrants from Mexico. How have immigration laws, or lack thereof in some cases, affected your family history?
Well, as you indicated, three of my grandparents were born in Mexico. Now, this may surprise you, but I'm not really sure whether or not they came into this country legally or not. And I've tried to research this, and obviously was asked this question several times when I was the Attorney General. But be that as it may, you know, we're a nation of immigrants. I think that we're also a nation of laws, and that's what you got these two principles that we have to somehow accommodate in order to deal with immigration. And in this book, we try to set forth, when I say we, myself and David Strange, who is a lawyer from Texas and does a lot of immigration work, we try to set out an approach which we, as the book says, probably has a little something for everyone to hate. We try to set out an approach that is both conservative and compassionate, and also one that's very comprehensive.
We'll get into some of the details of your plan, but you know, Congress has been wrangling over this issue for a long time, multiple presidents. Why has it been so hard to implement a viable immigration policy?
I have to say there are probably two reasons. One, because there are so many constituencies that have an equity in the outcome of this discussion. Some of them are very powerful, and it's been hard to accommodate the desires of these constituencies. And of course, the other reason is because this has also become very politicized, and we're now entering into the silly season, presidential season. And whether or not, I mean, I have no expectation that anything is going to be done in the next few years, but I am hopeful that this book will sort of generate questions. I'm hopeful that the media, people like yourselves, when you have the opportunity to question the candidates, ask them, you know, what do they propose? How are we going to solve this? Because in a post 9/11 world, we have to know who is in this country and why. And I think the right immigration policy will help our national security, in addition to helping our economy, and I truly believe that if we do it the right way.
Well, I want to get into your proposals now. As you say, we're a nation of laws and a nation of immigrants. You're trying to cover both of those grounds. Let's start with the nation of laws side of it. What kind of efforts do you want to do to make sure laws are obeyed, security is upheld at our borders?
Well, we've done a pretty good job since 9/11 in making the border more secure, and we've done so through additional fencing, through the advances in technology, through the deployment of additional border agents. But I think that we ought to continue to look to see what more that we can do to discourage people from coming into this country at the border. But as I say, I think we've made significant progress. I think that we also need to look at our visa process. You know, over half the people that are here unlawfully came to this country lawfully. So no matter what we do at the border, in terms of securing the border, that's not going to solve that particular problem. So we need to figure out a way that we can make home countries more accountable, employers more accountable, universities more accountable for people that come and study at the universities or work at a company and then simply disappear. So the visa A revision or a visa process is one that I think is also very important. And In addition, I think we need to look at tougher workplace enforcement. This is not simply a problem that can be solved by going after the immigrants who break our laws. We also need to be more diligent in prosecuting employers who break our laws.
And on the nation of immigrants side, you try to make the case that, as you said, we are a nation of immigrants, that immigrants can have a value in this country. So how does your plan recognize that? How do you make an inviting path that that brings the benefits of immigration to the United States?
Well, we look at the 15 million or so that are here unlawfully. We believe that the notion of deporting 15 million people is unreasonable. I was involved in discussions in the White House where we considered this. We concluded it was impossible, could not be done by the federal government. But even if we were successful in doing so, it would be devastating to certain industries where these immigrants are a large part of the workforce. What we need to do is try to develop a system, in my judgment, that identifies those who qualify, meaning those who can provide for themselves, those who don't have a criminal record. Those who qualify, we put them in some kind of legal status. It could be a temporary one. It could be a permanent one that may or may not lead to citizenship. That's a debate we can have at some other time. But we need to put them in some kind of legal status. And at that point, you know, then I don't have a problem if they want to go down to the DMV and get a driver's license. But today, I have a problem with having someone who's here unlawfully being able to walk into a government office and take advantage of government benefits. So we put them into some kind of legal status, and they pay taxes. They'll pay back taxes. We'll probably have them pay a fine. And that way, all this talk about amnesty really should go away.
Talking to former Attorney General of the United States, Alberto Gonzalez. He's co-author of the new book, A Conservative and Compassionate Approach to Immigration Reform. Now, some, especially Republicans in Congress, have said, you know what, we're not going to get a grand bargain on immigration. Let's take this one step at a time. Let's do border security first. Then we can talk about possible paths to citizenship. Do you think that kind of piecemeal approach could get to where you want to see us go?
I think it's unlikely. Obviously, it's better than the status quo. But here's my concern. Let's say that there's an attempt to do this in a piecemeal fashion. Because Republicans control both houses of Congress, I think it's fair to assume they're going to first focus on border security. And once we achieve border security, then they say that they'll start looking at visa reform, they'll look at workplace enforcement, and so on and so on. My concern is, given the history that we've seen from Congress recently, that they're not going to have the courage to take tough multiple votes on immigration reform, and then you're going to have some people who really are who really just care about border security. Once they pass that first bill and they feel like they've done a lot to secure the border, they're going to simply wipe their hands and say, you know, I'm not interested in any more immigration reform. I've done everything that I believe needs to be done. And that's the concern that I would have. The other concern, related concern, is my fear that they would pass a bill that has border triggers that are so unrealistic that the other portions of necessary immigration reform that we never get to. I know it's much harder, but I believe a better approach is to deal with this in a comprehensive fashion so that we have all the constituencies at the table. Everyone knows what they're going to get. Everyone knows what they give up. No one's going to get everything that they want. That's just the way this thing has to work. I think that's a much better approach. But if you're giving me the option between nothing and trying to do this piecemeal, then I would have to do a piecemeal. But I continue to believe that's not the right way to go.
But as you said up front, there's something in what you've said here for everyone to hate. If everybody's at the table, some of these elements are going to be a poison pill. Any legal path to citizenship, some people say, no, that's effectively an amnesty. They won't want it because of that. The other side will have their objections. How do you get everybody at the table to get everybody in Congress to agree on something this controversial?
Well, I think that, for example, someone who believes that these individuals should become citizens at some point, may be more willing to allow for tougher border security if they can get additional legalization for immigrants. The point is that there's going to be a lot of trading here, and I just believe it's just more likely that we'll get a more effective solution if we do this in a comprehensive fashion. And you're right, no one is going to get everything that they want. because this touches so many. So this tree has so many branches, but it's that complexity. And this may seem somewhat paradoxical, but I think that complexity requires this be done in a comprehensive fashion. Whether or not this Congress has the will, the courage, the talent, the leadership, whether or not they have that the same kind of qualities from coming from the White House, that remains to be seen. But again, this is our proposal in this book.
So as you say, the options are do a big grand bargain, do something piecemeal, or there's the option of nothing happening. What happens? What are the consequences of the status quo going on for years?
Well, there's all kinds of possible consequences. One, if we continue to have a border that's not as secure as it should be, and we continue to have evolving threats around the world, it's possible that someone with ISIS comes to our southern border and conducts another 9/11 type attack. So that's one possibility. Another possibility is you have an additional influx of undocumented immigrants on the southern borders. They have an obligation to provide for their education. People are losing their jobs in those states, American citizens losing their jobs, and all of a sudden these states feel just this terrible obligation. The state leadership, understandably, feel like they need to do something to address this issue. They start passing additional laws. The Supreme Court steps in and says, wait a minute, this field has been federally preempted, and only the federal government can regulate in this area, and so the states are left without any kind of relief. So, this is clearly a federal function, and it's high time the federal government deal with it in an effective and comprehensive way, in my judgment.
And since you've written this, are you hearing responses from people in the community, maybe people in politics who are saying, yes, we need to do this, we need to do something like what you're proposing?
Quite candidly, I think that people, if they can avoid talking about immigration reform during this campaign cycle, I think they're going to do so. I think they understand how hard this is, which is disappointing. I know how hard this is. I've been involved in the highest levels of our federal government in making tough decisions. This is why people are elected to serve. This is why people are appointed to serve, to take on these kinds of problems. In my judgment, the whole immigration debate is symbolic of what is wrong in Washington in terms of things becoming politicized. So to answer your question, I don't know what the reaction is going to be, but we felt an obligation, given our experience and our background, to lay out a framework. Many of the things that we talk about here are not terribly new, but we try to repackage it in a way we were hopeful would be attractive to additional members of Congress and perhaps the administration. And if not to this Congress or this administration, perhaps to the next Congress or the next administration, to look at this and make decisions that will move this debate forward.
Judge Gonzalez, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Alberto Gonzalez, former U.S. Attorney General under President George W. Bush and Dean of the Belmont University College of Law. He's the co-author of the new book called A Conservative and Compassionate Approach to Immigration Reform.
I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.